So the Shulchan Aruch here paskins. We gave out the Maror Mekoymis today. Shulchan Aruch paskins limaskana, what it seems to be, what our Gemara says, which is that the din is you say shvua sheyesh liba v'she'ein liba pachas mechetzia. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. We gave that out today. Shulchan Aruch me'amnishba v'nikitas chevet sheyesh liba v'ein liba pachas mechetzia. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's the same din also when in regards to the case of Zemer Kula Shili v'Zemer Chetziv Shili. Also over there, the Shulchan Aruch says, he says, Zemer Kula Shili Yishava Sheyesh Li Ba V'Shein Li Ba Pachas Mishloisha Chalokim. Same Shavua over here, same Shavua over there. Kumtz again, the Beis Lachan Yehuda brings what appears to be the Agoyis Hagra from the Vilna Goyin. And he says, Ichvar Shteinisht. Why does he have to make a Shavua Sheyesh Liba? We're talking about a case where Zerma Kula Shali V'Zerma Chetziv Shali. Ha'oimer Chetziv Shali is being Moideh that the other person has half. So there's no need for him to swear Sheyesh Liba because everyone agrees Sheyesh Liba that he has in it. So why does he have to swear? He should just swear that what I have is no less than three chalakim. That should be enough of the shvuah. Azoy frekt the gra to explain as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says, in case of Zerma Kula Shali, the Zerma Chetziv Shali, if we would be able to unzip half of the talus and remove it, we would do that. And then what would the shvuah become? Each person would swear on half of what's left. But in the case of talus, you can't unzip half of the talus. So now we're making a shvuah. The shvuah is going to be on shloisha chalokim. It's because we can't do that. Why doesn't he just swear that he doesn't have, that he has a quarter? They're only arguing over a quarter. Why does he just swear on a quarter? Does anyone remember from Daf Beis Amud Aleph? What's the reason? Why doesn't he just swear? Because he'll think on the swear on the quarter that of the other part that everyone agrees he has. So in order to avoid that problem, we make him swear on three quarters. However, for sure, within those three quarters, he has something. So why do we have to make him swear that he has something and no less than three quarters? Just swear, I have no less than three quarters. That's a solid question. So, I don't have a great answer. I can only think of one possible teretz that I could think of. Maybe there's other teretzim. We've stated in the past that there's such a thing as a siba for a takana and a geder for a takana. Perhaps the Shulchan Aruch understands there's a nusach hashvua. What is the nusach hashvua that Chazal were koveya? Sheyesh liba v'she'ein liba pachos. That is the nusach of the shvuah. And maybe Chazal didn't want to make this person makes a shvuah. Sheyesh liba v'ein liba pachos mechetziv. This person makes a shvuah. She'ein liba pachos doesn't say it's just it's going to get too confusing. Chazal were koiveya a nusach of the shvuah. Shnayim oichsim metalis. What do you swear? And they left it there. And enachanami. Do we need the word sheyesh liba in order to clarify that he has? No. But that became just the... That became the text. Yes.
Maybe there's... He says this for sure, and he's admitting that it's the other guy. Maybe there's a third guy that just didn't come from Bezdin. There's no reason.
It's a pretty creative thing to say, right?
Yeah.
It is pretty creative. So, it's not likely. No, just... You're saying good. Maybe...
Yeah. Admitting it to him.
Yeah. Or you could say in the following case. You could, I'll use what you're saying together with what I'm saying, okay? We asked the Shiloh once, what's the din of shloish eichzim metalis? Not shnayim, shloish eichzim metalis. Zeomer kula shali, vizeomer chetziv shali, vizeomer chetziv shali. Or v'zema kulishli, v'zema kulishli, v'zema chetzivshli. You can make all different types of, you know, of different formats where you could do this. And maybe I'm only moited to one of them that he has in the talus, not the other one. So it's going to get... It's not a healthy thing for us to change the format of the language of the Shavua. The text of the Shavua, because of what Nisanel is saying, I'm using what you're saying. I'm just adjusting it a little bit. What happens in the following case? This is a good case, okay? Ze oimer kula shali, v'ze oimer kula shali, and there's a third guy who says chetziv shali. And the one who says chetziv shali says, I picked it up the same time as Reuven. Shimon has nothing. Me and Reuven split it. And Reuven, Shimon, Levi, there's three people. There it's going to get too confusing. Oh. Who says kula shali? Just leave the Shavua the way it is. Don't mess around with the language of the Shavua. For that reason, Chazal wanted the language of the Shavua to stay in place. So what I was saying, while I wasn't so comfortable with it before I started, maybe perhaps Abachar Choshev Nisanel is helping that it's not healthy for us to play with the language of the Shavua, because sometimes we might need this, even if this case maybe we don't, but in other cases maybe we do. So therefore, just leave the Shavua alone. Shavua sheyesh liba, she'en liba pachas.
The question is not so strong according to Tosis, because in the first place he holds there really shouldn't be a Shavua here. But we're already just trying to help out the situation, so we're continuing. According to Tosis, the Shavua is on Adas Bezdin. There shouldn't be Shavua, but there should be Shavua, so to help him. So according to Tosis,
but here we don't need help. You're right.
You're okay. Continuing. Tosis, you didn't need it in the beginning. I'm saying you didn't need it to start.
Right, but so but we wanted to change the Nusach. I think the question might be stronger according to Tosis. Ha ha ha. What do I mean by that? It's like, listen, this is anyway not something that you need. So anyway, telling me to help a guy, help him out. But over here, we don't need to help him out. So what are you doing? According to Rashi, where this is an important thing for us to do, so maybe we'll make it a takana, and it is what it is. But according to Tosfos, okay, either way. Okay, Rabbi, so let's keep going. Tosfos says over here, the Gemara was grappling with trying to understand what is the nusach of our Shavua. The Gemara says, why does he say Shavua she'en liba pachos? The Islam Shnab the lesson says the Gemara, you're right. He says Shavua she'yesh liba she'en liba pachos mechetshiv. Ask the Gemara, name a Shavua she'kula shali. Let him just swear the whole thing is mine. Frek Tosfos says Tosfos lirabbanon debenanas parach. Says Tosfos, this Gemara's question is only a valid question according to the Rabbanon of Benanas. They're not Chayish v'Shavua Shav. Let's get back into the Sugya of Benanas. Benanas is a case where there's a story of a Chenveni al Pinkosoi, and then this person has got stuck in between two people. One person's claiming, I paid for you. The other person's claiming, I never got the money. He's very confused what to do. So what do the Chachamim say? Zei Shava. This one swears that he gave the money. The other one swears that he never got the money. And then he has to pay out to both of them. Benanas holds. Ketzad Eilu ve'elu b'ayin l'day Shavua Shav. We can't do that. We can't force two people to make Shavuas that are going to contradict each other. Benanas is hypersensitive to Shavua Shav. So he says, I guess we're just going to have to give him without a Shavua. You have to give it to them without a Shavua. The Gemara asked the question, why did I give it to them? Why don't you say, Yehi Munach? We saw the Gemara before. Daf Gimel Amid Aleph Ayin Sham. Akopanim, Benanas is hypersensitive to Shavua Shav. Would Benanas tolerate a saying over here that both of them should make a Shavua Shekula Shali? No. So this Gemara's question, Vilema Shavua Shekula Shali, can't be Benanas. So who is it going like? It's going like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are not hypersensitive to Shavua Shav. The Rabbanan will allow a Shavua Shav. Where do we see the Rabbanan will allow a Shavua Shav? In the case of Chenveni Al Pinkasai. They said both of them swear over there.
But the territory of the Gemara also could go under the Rabbanan and Benanas. It's a loss. In the case of Chenveni Al Pinkasai, it's not a loss.
They both get the money. Yeah, so that's why it's not over there. I don't know if it's the same. Yeah, it's a different thing. It's a different. I hear. It's a different thing, though. I hear. It's a different thing. It's interesting. I'll call upon him. Frekta going Rabbi Kiva Eger as follows. Frekta Rabbi Kiva Eger. Listen. Benanas is hypersensitive to Shavua Shav. Okay, great. To the Rabbanan, are they, I'm trying to find the right word, totally insensitive to Shavua Shav? Are they callous to Shavua Shav? Are they flippant about Shavua Shav? Or the Rabbanan also would prefer not to have Shvuah Shavs. It's just in a certain situation, they feel that other considerations override Shvuah Shav. I got a situation of Chedmei up in Kosovo. It's a bad situation. Two people are claiming money from me. Because each person has the right over there to get the money, but he's taking money from me and I'm stuck. Says the Chachamim, they have to make Shvuas in order to get it. But there's no other way for us to like clear up this Din Torah without Shvuas. The Rabbanan said, I got it, but Shvuas Shav is more important. And says the Chachamim, it's not more important. But to make Shvuas Shav where you don't need a Shvuas Shav, why in the world would we do that? So even according to the Rabbanan of Benanas, I don't understand the Gemara's question. Why should I make a Shvuah Shekula Sheli? If a Shvuah that Eli Vapachos Mechetziv will suffice. Let's see the question inside. We gave it out. It's the Beis Lechem Yehuda. It's on Tosfos, the name of Shvuah Kula Sheli, the Rabbanan of Benanas, Parach Tulachai Shel Shvuah Shav. V'akati Tzorach Bir My Parach. I still don't understand. Even according to the Rabbanan. The reason why the Rabbanan over there are not chayish v'shvua shav is not because they're callous to shvua shav. They don't care about shvua shav at all. That's because the nitva has a schus sheschusayhu shel yitlehem enu v'lo shvua. U'mishum hachihu the Rabbanan yishbu shneim v'lo chayishin shvua shav. The sphere of the Rabbanan, she'in lo nalaf sin schusay mishum shvua shav di too. We can't cause him to lose because of Shvuah Shav. That consideration overrides Shvuah Shav. Avol, be'alma, but in general, vaday, gam Rabbanan chayishi l'Shvuah Shav, the Rabbanan also, for sure, care about Shvuah Shav. It's a consideration. Ve'im kein, hacha, de'efsher l'sakein nusuch Shvuah shelo yavi l'day Shvuah Shav. If we have a fine nusach without making Shvuah Shav, vaday gam the Rabbanan adif, the Rabbanan agree that it's better, so we should make a Shvuah she'ein liba pachos mechetziv. That is a fine nusach, and you're not going to run into Shvuah Shav. Of course, the Rabbanan would agree that we'd prefer. They don't. It's not like they ignore Shvuah Shav. Their Shvuah Shav is irrelevant to them. Chas v'shalom. They just hold that. That the schus of the person to get his shvuah overrides that. But if you get your shvuah, we'll give each make each person swear. They'll just swear she'en li b'pachas mechetziv. Mishum haki tiknu shvuah she'esh li b'mei b'pachas mechetziv v'loi tiknu she'esh b'kula shaloi. Mishum b'kula shaloi bar l'day shvuah shav. V'kach ik shara b'kiv eger b'toy svasar b'kiv eger mishnayis ois beis b'kiv eger skasha. So Rabbi Isai, is the question clear? The question is that why is the Gemara suggesting, even according to the Rabbanan of Benanas, that they could make a Shvuah, a Kula Sheli, if there's no need for Kula Sheli? He has no right to demand Shvuah, a Kula Sheli. He can only demand Shvuah that Chetziah. I think that this question, L'choira, depends on the Machloikes, Rashi, and Rambam we said yesterday. What do I mean? According to Rashi, why, Lamaisa, were we okay with just making a Shvuah of Chetziyav and not Kula? What did the Gemara say? What was the Gemara's answer? Mi'avina le Kula. What was the answer? Las. What does that mean? That means that really should he be swearing Kula Shali? Yes. Really, does the Taiveh have the right to demand a Shvuah on Kulai? Yes. It's just that we have a problem which isn't allowing us. So when the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara says, listen, I have the right, you're saying Kula Shali. I want you to back up your claim. The Shvuah is on your claim. If the Shvuah is on your Taina, so then you have to back up your Taina. So you have to swear Kula Sheli. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara assumed in the Kasha that this Shvuah is a Shvuah on your Taina, and even in the Maskana you should be swearing Kula Sheli. The only thing stopping you is Las. So therefore, it would not have been without a svar of las. This is not a legitimate. This is not a legitimate shvuah. You have to swear on your taina. Your taina kulashali. Swear kulashali. That's what the shvuah is meant to be. The shvuah is supposed to be on your taina. So therefore, the Gemara asks, who should swear as taina kulashali? So the chayra, Rabbi Kibbeh's question is not so strong on Rashi. Because Rashi understood, even in the Maskana of the Gemara, you're supposed to be swearing on your Taina. So, therefore, I have the right to ask you for a Shmua on your Taina. However, according to the Rambam, why in the Maskana does he not swear on Kula Shali? The Rambam says, you said every Shvuas Hanoitlin, you only swear not on what you're Tayin, but on what you get. So why in the world was the Gemara suggesting I should swear Kula Shali? The Shvua on Chetziv is adequate. And that's what the Gemara says in the Maskana. Mi Avina Le Kula? Why should you swear Kula Shali? So what was the Hava Mina? That's what the Kivegas Kasha. And it's compounded with the fact that over here you got a Shvua Shav. You're putting a Shvua Shav in his mouth. For what? For nothing. Mi Avina Le Kula? Why should he swear Kula Shali? He's not getting Kula.
Maybe
he should ask. So the chayro we had said yesterday was the lashon of the Rambam is kan atolomad. This is the makar, which means the Gemara and the Kasha thought the shvu is not on mashe notal ela al mashe amashe toyin. The Gemara thought in the Kasha like Rashi. The Gemara's Kasha was the same as Rashi's, which is he's making a shvu. Every shvu is on the taina. Every shvu is on the taina. Says the Gemara, not Shavuos HaNoitlin. Sorry. Shavuos HaNoitlin is al mashenotal. Mi aviran lekula. Mi kanat olomad. That this Shavua, she'en hachanami, in the maskana of the Gemara, would there be at all any reason to fathom he should make a Shavua on Kula Shali? No. But that's the maskana of the Gemara. In the Havamina of the Gemara, we thought this Shavua is just like every other Shavua. The Shavua is you got to back up your Taina. You have to be Ma'amis your Taina. You have to make a Shavua al Masha Toyin.
You can still say that there's a Chiluk. Because over here, the only reason why I should say Kula Shali is because maybe like that's what you're supposed to swear on. But swearing Kula Shali doesn't give you anything. Which means the Kivega says that over there, putting the Shavua helps the Bailim.
Oh, it helps who?
It helps the Bailam.
Who's the Bailam?
The guy that has to pay.
The guy that has to pay.
Right. Because he doesn't have to pay unless they swear. But over here, swearing Kula Shali.
Also, he doesn't have to pay unless he swears.
Right, but it doesn't help anything.
Sure, it does. I have the right to demand a Shavua on Kula Shali.
What difference does it make?
Because I want you to be Ma'amis your entire Taina.
Okay, but it doesn't make any difference, the guy with the Tashlumin.
I won't have to pay if you don't swear.
You have to pay chetzi, so you can swear on chetzi.
No, I won't have to. No, if he swears chetzi, I won't pay anything. I won't pay.
Why?
Because I have the right. You have to be ma'amis your whole taina.
Right, but saying that if I would say at the kan on chetzi shali, then you.
But that's not the way shvua works, though. Shvua right. Works. Shvua is you have to be ma'amis your taina. I'm not being ma'amis my taina.
So that would be enough to put a shvua shav in it?
Yeah, because the person has the right to say, listen, I want you to make a shvua on your taina. That's what shvua is. We're going to create a new thing which is not a shvua. We're going to make a shvua on his taina. Okay, but that lo matzino. I don't know if that's a kasha. I have the right for the normal shvua is on the taina. That's what the shvua is. I hear. I mean, that's obviously could be that that's why he's asking the kasha of Kivega.
Now we end up with a Kasha and Taisa. So what was Taisa's question?
What do you mean?
Because even according to everyone who's Chayshi, the Shua Shav.
Not according to Bananas.
The Havamina would have been.
No, even according to Bananas. Banana says even when there's a schus for a shvua, we're not putting a shvua on you. We will withhold the shvua. Because if it's going to cause an automatic shvua shav, no shvua. This will cause an automatic shvua shav, no shvua. Okay. Rabbi said we have here a machlokes Rashi and Rambam. We saw the machlokes yesterday. The machlokes is the Rambam is saying this new understanding in what a shvuas shav, what happens in shvuas hanoitlin. Says the Rambam, every shvuas hanoitlin, you only swear on ma she noitel, not ma she toyin. And ma she ein kein, Rashi seems to say, no, that the reason why over here he's not swearing Kula Shali, is what we call Zaitig. Zaitig means there's an external factor. What's the external factor? The fact that there's Laz. Really, you should swear Kula Shali. But Laz is stopping the Shvua. So, but Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, the Moriz Maskan is there's no reason why you should swear on Kula Shali. There's no reason why you should do it. There's no need to swear on Kula Shali. What's the Yisoid HaMachloikas between Rashi and the Rambam? It seems to be a Machloikas. Comes along Reb Arya Leib Malin, Rosh Hashiva Yeshiva's Beis HaTalmud, and he says, a festa chakira and shvuas hanoitlin. And he says, ikur din dinishba v'noitel yesh lachkor. We have a chakira. What is a nishba v'noitel? Im nishba v'noitel eino chiyav shvua klal. There's no chiyav shvua ela techenu schusai shetiknu lechachomim li toil b'shvua v'im eino nishba eino noitel. It's not a chiyuv shvua on you. It's just, listen, you want to take, you have to swear. You don't want to take, don't swear. We didn't put a chiyuv shvua on you. We just said, you can only take if you swear. Those are important words. You can only take if you swear. Is that the pshat? Oi, the anoitel eino tali b'shvua klal, uschusai litoil hu, af b'lo shvua. He's taking because he has the right to take. It's just the Chacham said, okay, you're going to take, but we're going to make you swear. Look, Chacham can make a koifer akol swear. Chacham can make the Torah makes someone a mitzvah swear. Anyone who takes, you have to swear. Just like anyone else who swears. If that's the case, then the Shavua is on the Taina. If we're saying, look, you're not mechuyev shvua, it's just if you want to take, swear. So how much do you have to swear? Whatever you're taking. You take what you swear. You swear what you take. So it's not even a chiyev shvua, the din of nishba v'noitel. It's, we allow you to take with the shvua. Shvua sanoitel means you take with the shvua. If you swear, you take. You don't swear, you don't take. But lefi that pshat, we understand what the Rambam is saying. A klal in all shvuas hanoitlin. What's the klal? A person only swears on what he takes. Why? Because it's not a chiyuv shvua ki'ilu that we're making you chayiv shvua. We're just saying, you can take with a shvua. So what you take, you swear on. What you don't take, you don't swear on. Masha'en Kein, Rashi learns that the yisoid is, this is a chiyuv shvua. Every chiyuv shvua is a shvua on the Taina. This is just like any other shvua. Shvuas hanoitlin, shvuas haniftarim, there's no difference. The yisoid of a shvua is you have to be ma'amis your Taina. You have to back up your Taina. You're saying X, swear what you're saying. It's nothing to do with what you're getting, it has to do with what you're saying. The shvua is on your Taina. That's what shvuas haniftarim is, that's what shvuas hanoitlin is. The Rambam says, no, shvuas hanoitlin is different. Why? Because the Rambam holds shvuas and it's not a chiyuv shvua bechlal. It's just that the Torah says you can take with a shvua if you want. You don't want to take, don't swear. You don't want to swear, you can't take. So the shvua is kilu what you're taking with the shvua. Memela says the Rambam, you only swear on what you take. However, Rashi seems to learn the yisoid of this shvuas hanoitlin is like every other shvua. It's just usually the shvua is put on the person that wants to be putter. So shvuas haniftarim. Over here, the shvua is on the person that wants to take. But the gedur of the shvua is it's a chiyuv shvua. You're chayiv to swear. Every chiyuv shvua is on the taina. A person said something. We don't believe you. Swear what you said. That's what he swears. He has to swear on what he said. That's what a shvua is. A shvua is on your taina. Al yedei taina ukvira heim baim v'nishba. A person's taina is a person's kaifer. You have to swear on your taina. So therefore, Rashi says, really, he should swear on the whole thing. What is the Gemara's answer? Mi'avin le'kula. You're right, he should swear on the whole thing. But Bezdin has to stop him because of Laz. We're afraid of Laz le'Bezdin. It's going to give Bezdin a bad reputation. Really, you should swear on the whole thing. We won't let. According to the Rambam, it's bechlal not. It's bechlal. There's no reason why you should swear on the whole thing bechlal, according to the Rambam. Mikana talamat. We have a new definition and understanding of what a shvuas hanoitlin is.
Is it is it more restabber like the Maskan and the Gemara that said that the Kana is that one's not halach after the other one, and to take the Shua is made because it's to take the other person's, will come after the other person to take his talis.
Right.
I hear that much more restabber like Rashi than like according to the Rambam. Because it's a like it's the Kana that's created, that's according to the Rambam, it's not like Kicha, that the Shua. If you Rashi, it's much more.
I understand what you're saying, Avi, but the Rambam seems to be saying a klal in all Shavuos Hanoglins. I read you again the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't differentiate. Rambam says, Mikana talamid lekol hanishpoim v'noiglin, bein Shavuah Kala, bein Shavuah Chamura. This is more global. You're like zeroing on this case and says, I would understand it work this way. We'll see. I'm going to try to, maybe we'll get to that eventually. But the Rambam is saying, kol Shavuos Hanoglin, work that way. Sounds like from the Rambam, you can't differentiate between different types of Shavuos Hanoglins. What? Learned it from here, Enochanami. He learned it from here. But he's understanding that that's the way Shavuos Hanoglin works.
Maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't say Shavuos Hanoglin, because you already have a Shavuos
Hanoglin.
You are
Shavuos Hanoglin.
The Rambam is saying you're only swearing on what you get. Really, you get it.
No, not really you get it. No, the other way around. Other way around. Really, you're only getting it with the Shavuot. You're only getting
you
with the Shavuot.
You only get it with the Shavuot, but you already have a Shavuot.
What? What is that? You're getting it with the Shavuot. You swear you get it. You don't swear you don't get it. The Shavuot is giving it to you. I don't know.
According to Rashi, Laz is powerful enough to take away the Shavuot.
Not
field.
Sure. What?
According to Rashi, Laz is powerful enough
Pella,
to take away
Pella, Pella, right. So that's what, maybe that's the Pshat Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. If Laz can take away a Shavuot, why can Shavuot Shav take away a Shavuot? But apparently Laz is strong enough to take away a Chiyav Shavuot. By Shenkin, according to the Rambam, there is no Chiyav Shavuot more than that. You're not Chayav on more than that. That's going to be the Chayra, the Machloikas here, between Rashi and the Rambam. Says Reb Leib Malin, a beautiful shtickle. He says, this Machloikas will explain a different Machloikas, Rambam and Tosfos. There's a concept called Hipuch Shavuot. It's similar to Shekinegdo. It's not Shekinegdo. It's similar Shekinegdo, which is as follows. Let's say a person is a Maida B'miktas. He's Maida B'miktas. He's Maida Yos 50, and the other 50 is Kofar. He's going to be Chayav Shavua. If he's smart, he'll swear and be Putter. He's in the driver's seat. He could swear and be Putter on the other 50. But what happens if he says, I don't want to swear. I want you to, you know what? You swear that I'm Chayav, and I'll pay you. You swear. That's called Hipuch Shavua. Hipuch Shavua is, I can flip the Shavua back on the person you're coming and saying, oh, you, right, someone walks over to me and says, I don't like swearing. Swearing is a scary thing. It's not something you like doing. Someone comes on and makes this outrageous taina from you. You're like, look, I'm not swearing. So you swear. You swear, and then I'll pay you. I don't have a choice. It's called Hipuch Shavua. The halacha is, you could be Mahapach Shavua on the person that comes at you. What?
Why don't we take?
It's not mitoch she'ani yachol lishava mishalom. He's yachol lishava. He wants to hipuch. We do that. That's a din midrabanan. It's a din midrabanan called hipuch shvua, and he could do it. Enochanami. What Moshe is pointing out, midyoy raisa, he'd have to pay. We tell him, listen, buddy, you know, you don't have a choice. Either swear or pay. Midrabanan, they allow him to do hipuch shvua, flip the shvua back on the other person.
It sounds like the kana at the kana.
Okay, it's a good question. We're going to leave that for now. It's a good question. But what happens by a Shavuos Hanoitlin? Can you do Hipuch Shavua on Shavuos Hanoitlin? The Rambam says no. Tosfos in Ksubis says yes. The Rambam says no. Tosfos in Ksubis says yes. What's the machlokes if you could do Hipuch Shavua on Shavuos Hanoitlin? Says Reb Leib Malin, I'll explain to you the Rambam very simply. Hipuch Shavua is when I'm Chayav Shavua, I can flip the Chiyav Shavua onto you. But when Chazal say, listen, you can take with a Shavua. You're not Chayav Shavua. You can take with a Shavua. You swear, you take. You don't swear, you don't take. You take, you swear. You don't take, you don't swear. There's no Chiyav Shavua b'chlal. So I can't flip it on someone else because he doesn't want to swear. You don't want to swear, don't swear. There's no... The side of the Shavua is not a chiyuv bechlal. It's not a chiyuv to be ma'amis your taina. If it's I have to ma'amis my taina, I say, you know what? You be ma'amis your taina. Okay, I hear. The chiyuv is shavuos on me. I move the chiyuv Shavua onto you. But if there's no chiyuv Shavua bechlal, how could you discuss doing hipuch shvuah on a shvuas anoitlin. The Rambam says there is no chiyuv shvuas anoitlin. It doesn't exist a chiyuv shvuah. It's just if I swear, I take. If I don't swear, I don't take. Memela says Rav Leib Malan, it's going to be machlekes l'shitasam, or the Rambam at least will l'shitasam, in his understanding in what shvuas hanoitlin is. And Rabbi Yisai, l'choira, Tosfos has to argue on the Rambam. Because we brought Rias, I don't know if we spoke about it in Shir, I don't think we did, but that there are those that hold the shvuah of our Mishnah is a shvuas haniftarim. If the shvuah of our Mishnah is a shvuas haniftarim, the Rambam's whole big shtickel Torah can't be. The Rambam says, Mikan atolomad, for kol nishboim litoil. Every shvuas hanoitlin works like this. From here, from our Mishnah. The Rambam clearly learns the shvuah of our Mishnah is a shvuas hanoitlin. But what about those that hold the shvuah of our Mishnah is a shvuas haniftarim? Then the whole yesod of the Rambam is down the drain. Can't be. It's not a shvuas hanoitlin in our Mishnah. So you have to have a different pshat in the Gemara. So Tosfos l'shitasai. That Tosfos, I will show you, Tosfos holds the shvuah of our Mishnah is a shvuas haniftarim. Tosfos l'chayra has to hold like Rashi. You take a look. What? Rashi might hold an oitlin, yeah, because it doesn't have to be that he holds like Tosfos, but I'm just saying the Tosfos has to hold like Rashi. If you take a look over here on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis for a second, the Gemara over there, this is going to be relevant to the sugyas that are coming up. The Gemara over there says, in the middle of the Amid, Amar Avuna Mashbien Oisai Shvua She'enoi Birshusai. A person makes a Shvua She'enoi Birshusai, that it's not his Rishus. That's not the Shvua I want. Okay. Sorry, it's the next Shvua, next case. Says the Gemara the following thing. What is the din? If let's say I'm holding a mashkin for someone else, which means I have collateral, I'm holding it as, what's the word? I'm holding it as
security.
He owes me money. I'm holding an object as security. What happens if I lose the security? And now we have a debate on how much the mashkin was worth. So the Gemara says, if we argue about the worth of the mashkin, it sounds like I'm the one who lost the mashkin, therefore I'm moida that I lost it, I'm moida that I owe you, I'm a moida b'miktas, I should have to swear. So the Gemara, yeah, but I'm not going to swear. The person that gave the security swears. What's the reason? Because he might pull it out. Or it's the other case, whatever. It's gonna, whatever the case is. The case over there is the opposite, but the point is that we make a person who is taking make a shvua, and maybe the other person is going to pull it out. That's a shvuas hanoitlin. The Gemara there introduces us to a shvuas hanoitlin. Ask Tosfos a question there on the bottom of Daled Lamed Daled Amid Beis. Says Tosfos. It's the fourth line of Tosfos, the fourth wide line of Tosfos. Vim Toimer. Amay loy choshev ha beperek kol nishbaim im nishbaim v'noitlin. Why is this not amongst the list of nishbaim v'noitlin in the Mishnah? The Mishnah writes an exhaustive list of all shvuas hanoitlins. Why is this not written there? Why is this not one of those shvuas hanoitlins? This is Tosfos's question. You're telling me there's a shvuas hanoitlin over here. Why is it not in the Mishnah? Sounds like a good question. However, I have a goyin or Meir Stern Shlita should be gezunten stark. He asked the question: why doesn't Tosfos bring this up on Daf Beis Amid Aleph? The shvuah of our Mishnah also it doesn't say in the Maseches Shvuas over there. Daf Beis has also a shvuah. If Daf Beis is a Shvuas Hanoitlin, Tosfos should have already asked his question on Daf Beis. We have to see what Tosfos' teretz is. But he should have asked that question over there. from the fact that Tosfos waits till Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, means this is the first time Tosfos is introduced to a Shavuos HaNoitlin in our Masechta. What is the Shavuos of our Mishnah? Shavuos HaNiftar. Must be. So it's a Shavuos HaNiftar. Tosfos can't say the Rambam's, you know, big thing of every Shavuos HaNoitlin, it's not you swear on your Taina. He doesn't hold that way. It's not a Shavuos HaNoitlin, it's a Shavuos HaNiftar. Okay. I believe, say, let's just do a sikum on the end of the sugya. We paskin in the sugya over here. It seems the Gemara is saying, we paskin that the maskan is, the shvua is, shvua sheyesh liba, v'she'ein liba, pachas mechetziv. That seems to be, that is the nusach of the shvua. Why does the Mishnah not say it? Mishnah doesn't say those words. It would appear to me it's like a chasuri mechsura. The Mishnah only says part of the shvua. You're right. He's saying, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch says, he says, kol echem em nishba, sheyesh liba zeh adavar, v'she'ein liba pachas mechetziv yachloiko. That seems to be the Gemara's maskana, that's the way you're supposed to swear. So the real nusach of the Mishnah, of shvua, sometimes the Mishnah leaves out words. Is not shein v'pachas mechetziv. It's shvua sheyesh liba v'shein v'pachas mechetziv. That's really the right shvua. What's interesting, and the Rishonim asked this question on the Rambam, is the Rambam totally ignores our Gemara. The Rambam says if two people are fighting over a talis, each one swears benikitas chevetz shein loy bazeh hadavar pachas mechetziv. The Rambam just says you swear sheyesh liba, which is the words of the Mishnah. But our Gemara seems to say the words of the Mishnah can't be, because al dis the Mishnah, less the Mishnah. But what's going on over here? So our Gemara says the Mishnah can't mean just that. So why does the Rambam not at all recognize, acknowledge our Gemara? And this kasha, I think, is shver on Rashi also. If you pay attention to the nuance of Rashi on the Mishnah. And I saw that the Mefarshim on Mishnayis do bring this up in Rashi. Rashi says on the Mishnah, Zei Shava, She'ein lo b'pachas mechetziv, says Rashi, B'gemara Mefarsh, Amai tikin ki hai lishna b'hach shvua. The Gemara explained why we're Mefarsh this Lashon. What? That's not what the Gemara does. The Gemara changes the Lashon. The Gemara isn't Mefarsh why we say this Lashon. The Gemara says this Lashon is not good, and we have to say a different Lashon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Change the Lashon. So Rashi says, the Gemara will explain to you why this is a good Lashon. What is Rashi saying? Rashi and the Rambam seem to have a different pshat in our Gemara. Rashi's not ignoring our Gemara. Says the Tosfos Rid, Rabbi say, take a look in the Tosfos Rid that we gave out underneath the Shulchan Aruch. The Amar Hachi, Kula Shali, Uledevrechem Shvua Shiei She'ein Liba Pachas Mechetziav, Pirish, Lav De Amar Hachi Beferosh, says the Tosfos Rid, not that that's what he doesn't actually say those words. Elahai Lishna De Mashbinan Le, Mashma Hachi, what the Tosfos Rid means to say is as follows. There might be also some nusach changes here in the Tosfos Rid. What the Tosfos Rid means to say is as follows. When the Gemara is discussing, does he say this, does he say that? The Tosfos Rid is saying the Gemara really means to say is, how do we understand the words Shein Liba Pachas Mechetziv? What does it really mean? The Oilum was hacking me last night, yesterday morning, that this whole pshat of Rashi, it's not geshmak, it's not true, that's not what it means. That's cool for what the Gemara is struggling with, says the Tosfos Rid. What does it mean? When a person says Shein Liba Pachas Mechetziv, the Gemara thought it means, well, that sounds to me like he's just saying that what he has is not less than half. He doesn't have anything. It's true. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. So we're not changing what the words are. The Gemara is changing what we're hearing from his words. But his words remain the same. He still only says the words, Shvua, She'en Liba Pachas Mechetziv. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah is not lav davka, and the Mishnah is not chesurei mechsera. There's nothing wrong with the Mishnah. Our Gemara is just trying to figure out lav damalei beferish. Ella, the Lishna is mashmachi. That's the mashmais of the Lishna.
You're still going to end up saying that the MSI have zero, according to the Meiri said. The kind of Meiri had on Tosfos was that you didn't say the exact Lashon. You didn't give him a good Lashon. Here you didn't give him a good Lashon either. You can still say zero.
The Gemara is saying that that is what the Lashon means.
But it doesn't make a difference what it means.
No, it does make a difference what it means. Hold on. That is what it means. So the Gemara in the Havamina thought it's not what it means. The Gemara is maskana. That is what it means. So now, the Shulchan Aruch didn't learn that way. I humbly suggest the Machloikas Shulchan Aruch and Rambam is the same Machloikas as Rashi and Tosfos. What do I mean as follows? Tosfos said the Gemara's problem was not that we think that he's saying the truth by saying that zero, because Kol Nishba, Al Das Bezmin Hu Nishba. Elamai, we don't want to lead him on to make a shvua that he's going to, like in his mind, convince himself is not really false. The Gemara's answer cannot be, well, that's really what it means. Anyway, listen, if he's going to think it means X, who cares what it really means? Anyway, it's Al Das Bezdin. We don't care about what it means. This is about leading this person on, teaching him how to lie. So therefore, we have to make him say it out explicitly. Yeshli ba ve'eli ba pachas mechetziv. Now you're happy? Yes, because now you said it. That's all in Tosfos. Where Tosfos was saying our problem was whether or not Avada we know anyway the shvuah is sheker, but we don't want to lead a person on to let him, you know, convince himself that what he's doing is okay. Ashenkin, according to Rashi, Rashi is saying that the Gemara's kash over here is this true or is it not true? If he says Shvua, she'enu pachas mechetziv, and he has nothing, is that true? The Gemara and the Havamina thought, yes, it's true. The Gemara's maskana is, it's not true. Because when a person says, Shvua, she'enu pachas mechetziv, what we, now I was hacking the Olam yesterday, said, there's no such thing as having nothing. It's called, I don't have. I can't have nothing. The Gemara says, no, it's called, you can't have nothing. And when you swear that you don't have less than half, that means you have. Because if you don't have, that shvuah is sheker. So the Gemara's maskana is exactly that. That these words mean that he had something. And then you don't have to say anything more than these words. Once that's the case, the shvuah is good. Rashi says, the Gemara will explain, am I tikkun ki hai lishna? This lashon is good. Why is this lashon good? Because if a person swears us and he has nothing, he lied. He lied. The Gemara and the Havamina thought it was emes. Gemara is good as it's not emes. And that's the Chayra, how the Rambam learns also. The Mela, the Rambam, leaves the Girsa of the Gemara as it is in the status quo. Okay, my friends, the Gemara now moves on to the next sugya. It's a major sugya. The sugya of Migu de Chashid Amamana, Chashid Ashvuasa. Beis Hashem B'li Neder will do Aschala, hopefully tomorrow.